弟兄姊妹早。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
从去年，从创世纪十二章开始讲到今天创世纪二十四章，我们总共花了十次的时间讲亚伯拉罕的信心。
So ever since last year when we started in Genesis chapter 12 and now we're in Genesis chapter 24, it's been 10 lessons or 10 teachings.
很不容易主让我们有这样机会一连讲十次亚伯拉罕的信心。
And then it has not been very easy that we get 10 times to talk about the faith of Abraham.
对我来说是一个蛮大的学习。
For me, this has been quite a teaching.
因为不是每个礼拜连着讲，有时候自己前头后头都接不上来。
Because we have not been consequently talking about this 10 times. There are stops in between. So sometimes I lose track of where I was.
但是主的话没有改变。
But Lord's work is never changing.
什么时候回到主的话上面，那个思路又连贯起来。
So whenever I come back to his path, our thoughts would be continued.
所以我们圣徒读圣经是非常重要。
So for us, it is very important to read the Bible.
今天大概是这一连串信息的最后一次。
So today it might be the end of all this 10 teaching.
所以我们大概复述一下我们听了什么，讲了什么。
So today let's review a little bit of what we have heard over the last 10 times.
其实这里的信息最大的负担有三点。
And yes, there is three major points that I would like you to remember.
一个就是那称为亚伯拉罕的神的这一位。
So the first one is talked about how Abraham believes in
the God of Abraham.
The God of Abraham.
我们要怎样来认识他？
How we'll get to know Abraham.
第二个就是说到亚伯拉罕的信心怎样增长。
And the second one is how Abraham's faith has grown over the years.
而且是怎样能够传承下去。
And also how the inheritance and passing on of his faith.
第三个就说到亚伯拉罕他所遭遇的一切。
And the third one is the things that Abraham encountered.
组成了一个生命叫做亚伯拉罕的信心。
So God formed this faith of Abraham.
那这个信心到今天为止还在我们当中是一个好像可摸可触的一个信心。
And this faith of Abraham could actually be seen and touched nowadays.
所以这个在基督里头的亚伯拉罕的信心跟我们有很切身的关系。
So this faith of Abraham that is in Christ has an intense relationship with us.
从十二章到二十四章那么多的那么大的篇幅。
From Genesis chapter 12 to Genesis chapter 24.
我们不是每一章都很仔细的去读它。
We did not spend a lot of time to go into detail in each chapter.
其中说到他亚伯拉罕的使女夏甲的那一章，我们就没有讲什么。
And then we actually did not spend too much time about Abraham's daughter,
Hagar. 使女 maid, yeah, Hagar, 他的 maid. 另外一章是说到撒拉二十四章，他死的时候那些事情，我们也不太去讲他。
And also we will not go into too much of a detail in Genesis 24 when he talks about the death of Sarah.
今天是着重在讲这个亚伯拉罕的信心怎样传承。
So today we're going to focus on the passing on of the faith of Abraham.
其实我需要跟大家承认一个事实。
So I must confess to everyone for one fact.
讲亚伯拉罕的信心，虽然我们好像读的还蛮细的，一章一章、一节一节的去解释它。
Even though it seems like we spend a lot of time and go into a lot of detail on the faith of Abraham.
但是在这个周末，当我在准备最后一篇这样子的信息的时候
，But over the weekend when I was preparing for this last lesson of this series,
我好像第一次读亚伯拉罕一样，发现原来有很多没有讲到。
And then I figured that it was just like the first time before I communicate with you the faith of Abraham. There's a lot that we still need to learn.
所以只能跟大家承认一个事实。
So today I must tell you this fact.
就是说我们这样子走一遍，只是把一些创世纪的事情搞清楚而已。
Is to let you know that this series that we went through is only to know some of the facts in Genesis.
旧约有许许多多其他先知很多人来引用亚伯拉罕的事情的时候。
In the Old Testament, when there is a lot of other prophets would quote Abraham and talk about Abraham,
那他们个人对亚伯拉罕都有一个很特别的看见跟认识。
And each of them will have a special insight of what Abraham does.
我看了一下，我好像我都没有点到这些点。
And then when I was looking over my notes, I figured that I actually did not go over a lot of these aspects.
然后再看新约使徒们讲到亚伯拉罕的时候。
So now if we go into the New Testament, then I figured this.
他们所强调的许多点好像我也错过了。
And then I figured that a lot of points of the apostles I also missed.
所以在这里跟大家分享一个我自己的一个态度。
So today I'm going to let you know what I think.
读完了亚伯拉罕信心这一系列的信息。
And after we finish this series of the faith of Abraham,
我们并不以为都懂了。
Please don't think that you have known everything.
我们还要再来看主的话。
Because we have always need to come back to his word.
亚伯拉罕的信心非常伟大。
Because the faith of Abraham is indeed very great.
而且直到今天在神的儿女当中还一直在长大。
And until today, this faith is still growing.
一直在传承。
And this faith is still passing on.
要求我们一生来追求认识这样子的信心。
So we need to use our whole life to actually understand this faith.
那可能我们所听所讲的一些亚伯拉罕的信心的信息
or maybe the times when we spend on this series when we learn about the faith of Abraham
我建议顶多是一个参考而已
I think you could only use it as a reference
好那我们先来读几段的圣经
So now let's read some Bibles together
请先翻到希伯来书十一章
Hebrew
11如果大家注意到我们是特意没有把圣经节打上去的
If you notice we purposely did not type the Bible verses on your program.
因为从去年到现在我们一直强调大家带圣经。
Because from last year till now, we always emphasize everyone to bring your Bible.
很多时候不带圣经就望着那个节目单然后读。
And a lot of times, people that don't bring the Bible would just stare at the screen at the program.
或者看见那个投影在读。
Or maybe the person will look at the projector and just read.
是有他的方便。
Well, yes, it is indeed convenient.
但是呢，久而久之，许多人不会翻圣经。
But then at times later on, people will forget how to use the Bible.
所以我们长期发现以来，并不帮助圣徒。
Then we slowly figure that it is indeed not beneficial to have all the Bible verses on the screen.
所以我们就建议尽量自己带圣经，自己翻圣经。
So today, let me emphasize to you again the importance of bringing your Bible.
所以我们一起来有这样子的学习。
So let's learn how to use the Bible.
我们先读希伯来书十一章，八到十七节。
Hebrew 11:8-17.
我们翻到一起来念。亚伯拉罕因这信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去，他因着信就在所应许之地做客。好像在异地居住帐篷与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样因为他等候那座有根基的城就是神所经营所建造的因着信连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数还能怀孕因他以为那应许他的是可信的所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙如同天上的信那样多海边的沙那样无数这些人都是存着信心死的并没有得着所应许的却远处望见且欢喜迎接又承认自己在世上是客旅是寄居的刚才我们唱了这个诗歌说我们都是寄居的，都是客旅。
And on this song, on the hymn that we just sang, we talked about how we are just pilgrims.
因为这个是亚伯拉罕的信心的结果。
Because being a pilgrim is the result of the faith of Abraham.
一个不长在亚伯拉罕信心里头的人，不觉得自己是寄居的。
For someone who does not have the faith of Abraham, does not believe that he is only a pilgrim.
亚伯拉罕的信心伟大，他在这个地上。并不盼望任何的荣华。
But the faith of Abraham is great. He never expects anything from this world.
这里说他是盼望那座有根基的城。
He says here that he has always been waiting for the city that has a foundation.
我们回过来读第二十四章创世纪。
So now let's go to Genesis chapter 24.
我们读第一节到第九节
1 through 9
亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上耶和华都赐福给他。亚伯拉罕对管理他全业最老的仆人说，请你把手放在我太子大腿底下，我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓，不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻，你要往我本地本族去，为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。仆人对他说，倘若女子不肯跟我到这地方来，我必须将你的儿子带回你原处之地吗？亚伯拉罕对他说，你要谨慎，不要带我的儿子回那里去。耶和华天上的主曾带领我离开父家和本族的地，对我说话，向我起誓说，我要将这地赐给你的后裔，他必差遣使者在你面前，你就可以从那里为我儿子娶一个妻子。倘若女子不肯跟你来，我使你起誓的事就与你无干了，只是不可带我的儿子回那里去。仆人就把手放在他主人亚伯拉罕的大腿底下，为这事向他起誓。好，那我们今天的题目叫做等候那有根基的城。
So today's topic is to wait for the city that has a foundation.
这个是亚伯拉罕在这个走完在地上的人生的那个主为他做的一个见证的一句话。
And this is the final testimony over the life of Abraham.
说明亚伯拉罕在地上一生的日子，他就是做成这样子的一个生命，等候那座有根基的城。
To emphasize that the result of the life of Abraham for his whole life, he has been waiting for the city that has a foundation.
亚伯拉罕在地上并没有得着外面的什么东西。
When Abraham was on this land, he never received anything from the land.
我们没有看见他得着一个什么外面的城。
He never received a city.
甚至也没有得着什么样的地。
And when he was on the world, he did not receive any land.
当他妻子死的时候，他还要用钱买一块地来葬他的妻子。
And even when his wife Sarah died, he had to purchase a land for her body.
说到这个生命等候那一座城。
So that his life, he has been waiting for the city.
就是说到神的一个极伟大的一个要我们都一同来得着的一个生命。
And this represents this life that we all are longing for.
那一天亚伯拉罕所经过的一切，今天到我们现在这个时候也可以来这样子经历。
So on that day, the life of Abraham, what he has been longing for, we are longing for as well.
亚伯拉罕的生命，今天我们也同样得一样这样的生命。
And then whatever Abraham's life was, that's the life we want as well.
所以亚伯拉罕的生命跟信心跟我们有非常绝对的关系。
So Abraham's life and his faith has an immediate relationship with us.
亚伯拉罕的神是一个伟大的神。
The God of Abraham is great.
他一直在做事，但是地上的人并不认识他。
For this God has always been working for the people, but the people on the land will never recognize him.
圣经提到第一座城的时候，他们根本不认识神是谁。
So in the Bible, when it talks about the first city, the people of the city never know God.
在创世纪，我们知道有一个时候，天下的人都集聚在一个地方。
So in Genesis chapter 11, it talked about how the people were gathered at one place.
他们聚集在一个地方叫做示拿。
And the people were found in the plain in the land of Shina.
示拿的名字的意思叫做两河。
So the meaning of Shina is the togetherness.
读历史、读人类发展史时的人都知道，两河流域就是从这里，两河流域的文化就从这里开始。
So the historians would tell you that Shina is a place where the two rivers meet together, and that's where when people gathering begins.
当时天下所有的人都是同声同气。
So at that time, all the people have one language and one word.
虽然神的话说他们的思念尽都是恶。
Even though God says that all they think about is bad things,
但他们所行出来的都不一定好像全都是恶的。
But then whatever they do might not be all evil things.
他们有一天都相聚起来说, 我们要为我们做一座城,
so one day,
建一座塔,
so one day together, and then they figure they want to build a city and a tower.
要为我们留名在这个地上,
so that this tower would save the names for the people.
在今天的人看来, so
for the people of today, if they look at it, they will think that this is a great goal.
他们是在地上有抱负的人, 要成就一番事业的人,
for these people, they have a goal and then they want to establish something over their lifetime.
但是他们没有看见一件神所不喜悦的事,
but then there's one thing that they did not see that God did not like.
他们虽然有建造,
even though the people are constructing,
但是他们的建造不在神的根基上面,
but then whatever they're constructing does not have the foundation from God.
他们的根基在于人的好意,
and then this and then the foundation of this tower is based on people,
在于人的热心,
and it's based on people's passion,
还有人的情欲,
and then this is also based on the lust of people.
主耶稣在路加福音曾经告诉我们,
so in Luke, he said,
凡听我话又遵守我命令的人,
whoever listens to the words and follow the orders,
他们的建造就在这个磐石之上,
and then whatever they build will have the foundation of the cornerstone.
主耶稣来发表神这样子的一个心意,
so Jesus told us this purpose of God.
所有人的建造没有所谓的好与不好,
and then whatever people decide to construct does not have good or bad.
但是在神的眼目中, 神要注重的是有没有根基的问题。
But in God's eyes, all he cares about is whatever you're constructing, if it has a foundation of God.
人照着自己的意思要去做一件事, 成就一番伟业, 这个东西是没有, 在神的眼光中是没有根基的。
And if people only want to construct based on their lust and their desire, then it has no foundation in God.
耶稣基督来到地上,
so when Jesus Christ came to this world,
他发表神的心意,
when he tells us God's will,
他自己成为这个房角的根基石,
and how Jesus Christ became the cornerstone,
他是被试验过的石头,
and Jesus is indeed someone who was tested to become this cornerstone.
这个是永固的根基,
for this cornerstone is a foundation.
所以今天我们知道主说的, 凡 听我话又遵守我命令的, 他们就好像建造在磐石的上面。
So today we know that if you listen to the words and you understand and you work accordingly, then you have this foundation of God.
那个时候天下的人不认识亚伯拉罕的神。
At that time the people did not know the God of Abraham.
所以他们也就不认识神。
And so the people did not know God.
他们只知道里头有一个欲望, 要有一个想成就的。
So all these people know is that they have a desire and they want to do and accomplish it.
而且他们的本事非常大。
And yes, they indeed were talented.
说干就干。
So that they said they want to build a tower, they go and do the deed.
而且有条有理的去做。
And yes, they were also organized.
他们造砖去烧砖。
So that they start making bricks.
然后圣经说他们就建成建塔,
then later on the Bible says they used the bricks as stones to build the tower.
这个塔甚至要摸到天那么高,
and then it says that this tower is supposed to reach the heaven.
但是呢主一看不得了,
then God looked and he said, whoa,
任何的建造没有根基, 迟早都会倒,
for whatever you build, whatever construction it is, without the foundations, it will break and perish one day.
一倒的时候, 那个杀伤力就太大了。
And then when this tower perish and fall, it will kill a lot of people.
人看见的是面前的,
for people will only see the immediate future.
神看见是那个终点的,
but God will see the long term and the end.
神看见这样子的一个起初不成就那个终点,
for God, when whatever they do in the beginning, if it does not satisfy the end, then God would know.
而且有许许多多的性命, 因为这个塔倒的时候会上吊。
And then on the day when the tower falls, it will take away a lot of lives.
神慈爱怜悯的心要下来, 变乱他们的舌头。
So the love and grace of God come down to this world and stop the construction.
叫他们不要偏行己路, 然后他们就, 就自己去做自己喜欢的事。
So that God stopped them, so that people would have to scatter and no longer work together.
当他们彼此都不认识在讲什么的时候,
so when God confused the language and words,
他们就有, 每一个人跟每一个人都有隔阂，就越搬越远。
So no longer that people can communicate, and slowly they scattered.
圣经说他们就停工，不造巴别城。
So in the Bible it says people suspended the work and did not complete the Babel Tower.
所以我们知道神有一个心意，他要建造的一定是有根基的。
So we know that God has a purpose, and His purpose is to ask us to build things upon His foundation.
不是说做好一件事情，神就觉得很好。
It's not like when we accomplish something, then God would be praised.
神还要看这个源头是什么。
Because God cares about the purpose of your work.
而且我们的建造在何事上来建造。
And also, what is your work based up on?
那个时候天下的人很乱。
At that time, there's a lot of chaos in the land.
因为从一个非常是同声同气的情形变了是大家都不认得在讲什么的情形。
Because no longer do they share the common language, now no one understands each other.
所以个人就越搬越远。
So people started scattering.
但是在这个时候呢，神特别把一家人标出来。
But then at that time, God has chosen one family.
我们如果读圣经仔细的，我们就知道这个标出来的家人是从闪的后裔下面下来的。
And then if you know the Bible thoroughly, then you would know that this family is the descendant of Sam.
那里有闪的有一个后裔，他的名字叫塔拉。
So there is a descendant of Sam, and his name is Terah.
Shem.
Shem.
塔拉有三个儿子。
For Terah has three sons.
大儿子叫亚伯兰。
The first son is Abram.
塔拉给他取名叫做高大。
So Terah has named Abram as of the great and strong.
就是 great,
great,
伟大。
For Abram means great.
他给他二儿子的名字叫做取名叫拿赫。
And the second son has the name of Nahor.
他觉得因为塔拉的父亲的名字也叫拿赫。
Because Terah's father's name is also Nahor.
他们尊重父亲，叫儿子的名字跟父亲一样。
For Terah wants to pay the respect of his second son to his father's name.
他可能也很爱他的父亲，觉得他父亲做得不错。
For I think Terah must love his father a lot.
因为什么呢？他父亲的名字拿赫的意思叫做千岁，是吧？
Because Terah
不是一千岁的那个千岁，我那个字我可能读不太会读，就是打呼，睡觉的时候打呼，这个叫什么？那个字。酣睡 OK 那你看有音读音有边读边结果边都读错了
For Terah's father's name Nahor also maybe have the meaning of snoring and falling deeply asleep
他看见他父亲一生好像都很安逸嘛，打呼的就睡着了一生
For maybe Terah thinks that his father over his life he has always been resting peacefully
所以有人这个生活很忙能够睡一个饱觉这个是很大的享受
And sometimes when someone is very busy if they could still receive a very good night's sleep it is a blessing
老大叫做伟大老二叫做酣睡
So the first son's name is the great and the second son's name is sleeping peacefully
就是拿赫哈那老三呢他名字叫哈兰
And then the first son's name is Hanan.
Hanan 的意思叫做焚烧。
And the name of Hanan is to burn.
这个他盼望他的儿子大概要很有动力，好像火一样的在焚烧。
So Terah wants his son to be full of passion.
但是创世纪十一章那里告诉我们，这一家三口，这个命运非常不一样。
So in Genesis chapter 11, we could see that the faith or the destiny of the three brothers are very different.
可能也表现当时天下人大致上有这三种的人。
Maybe these three brothers are a representation of the three different tribes in the world.
那个圣经说哈兰死在他父亲塔拉之先。
In the Bible, it says Hanan died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of his birth.
在古时候儿子死在父亲之先是很少有的。
And in the old times, it is very rare when a son would die before his father.
我说古时候是说那个的古时候。
And when I talk about the old times, I talked about the old times in Genesis.
那后来现在这个时代已经不是这样子了。
But nowadays, it is no longer a very rare event.
一个人怎么会死呢?
So how would someone die?
因为他的生命已经慢慢从他身上流出去了。
And to die means that the life is now no longer within the body.
那我们上个礼拜五、礼拜六，昨天也读到一篇文尼弟兄的信息，叫做《漏和漂》。
And Friday, when we had our small group, we learned about to drip and to
leak and drift.
To leak and drift.
漏的危险是什么? 因为生命都漏掉了就死了。
And what is the danger of leaping is because when the life is completely gone, then you're dead.
那哈兰死在他父亲塔拉之先。
So Hala died before his father's Terah's eyes.
那我们不晓得什么原因, 但是有一天哈兰的生命结束了。
So we don't understand why, but one day Haran died.
塔拉的名字叫什么意思?
And what is the name of Terah?
塔拉的名字叫做漂流。
So the name of Terah, the meaning of Terah is to drift.
所以这里一句圣经的话，两个意思，一个漏，一个漂。
So in this Bible, there's two meanings, to drip and to drift.
一个，所以哈兰死在他父亲之先。
So when Hanan died before his father,
然后慢慢慢慢，那个塔拉也死了。
Then slowly, later on, Terah also died.
这个是预表地上的头一种人。
And this represents the first group of people on this land.
然后有另外一种叫拿赫娶了他密迦为妻。
And then the second group of people is the name of Nahah's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran.
拿赫就是酣睡。
Nahah is someone who sleeps and rests peacefully.
他很像一个大男人，像一个爷。
And it is like a man.
古时候的爷，你就看见他一天到晚都在睡。
And it is like a man in the old times, and they have nothing to do, and they will just sleep.
这个能睡就是爷。
For someone who could sleep peacefully is a man.
He's a man. 那密迦他的妻子的意思叫做参议。
And Milcah, who is his wife, has the meaning of to feast.
To consult. 那个就好像很典型的在家里头的主管家务所有大小事情的那个第一把的那个母亲。
And this wife and mother indeed is like someone who is the head of the family. She always consults.
我们中国人的家庭很多也是这样，是不是？
So it is indeed a lot of Chinese family are like this.
爷呢不干事。
For the men will not do their deeds.
所有的主意，所有的东西都是那个最老的那个妈妈在掌管一切。
So all the housework would fall onto the wife's burden.
你说我们这个从香港那个文化沙漠的人，怎么晓得有这样子的一些事情呢？
So someone who is from Hong Kong, how would he know what this means?
因为我也看了一些连续剧。
Because I indeed have seen some Chinese TV series.
哎呀，好多连续剧都是这样子。
And in a lot of these Chinese TV series, a lot of the family is indeed like this.
古时候很多中国家庭都是那个女的在撑着一头家的。
And in the old times, it is usually the wife who takes care of all the housework.
也代表地上的另外一种人种。
And this also represents the second group of people on this land.
那第三个家呢，叫亚伯兰娶了撒拉为妻，撒来为妻。
And this third family is Abraham, who is married to Sarah.
亚伯兰叫做 great.
And the name of Abraham means great.
撒来呢，叫做被高举。
And Sarah is someone who is praised, rise up on.
那我们读圣经仔细一点，我们知道亚伯兰跟撒来的关系是什么。
So if we look at the Bible more carefully, what is the relationship between Abraham and Sarah?
撒来原来跟亚伯兰是同父异母的兄妹。
For Sarah and Abraham was the descendant of the same father but different mother.
塔拉生了亚伯兰，塔拉也生了撒来。
For Terah is the father of Abraham but also the father of Sarah.
所以他叫一个叫高，一个叫大。
So he named them, one is great, the other one is big.
这个叫地上的另外一种人的心态，自高自大。
So this is the third group of the people on this land, for they are overconfident.
或者叫做好高骛远。
Or someone who wants fame and want to be cocky.
讲得再好听一点，他们就是很有很想干一番大事的一家人。
If you more put it nicely, these are the people who are passionate and want to build a name for themselves.
那个时候天下人就这样子的，一家的三个家来表现，三兄弟来表现。
So at that time, all the people could be represented by these three groups of people.
总的来说，他们都没有根基。
And then to have a conclusion, all these three people does not have the same.
他们都没有神，所以都没有指望。
For none of them have the foundation from God, so none of them has hope.
所以当神来拯救的时候
，So when God comes and wants to save them,
神第一件事情要做的就是要呼召他们出来。
So the first thing God wants to do is to call them away from where they belong.
所以希伯来书说亚伯兰因着信。
So in Hebrew it says by faith Abraham.
亚伯兰因着信，希伯来结论在这三个点上。
So in Hebrew it talks about three points.
亚伯兰的信是什么呢？
And what is this faith of Abraham?
他蒙召的时候就遵命出去。
When he was called,He was obeyed by going out to a place,
往将来要得为业的地方去,
which he had to receive for an inheritance.
出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
And when he went out, he did not know where he was going.
亚伯兰信心的表现，第一个就是蒙召，他就遵命出去。
So the first important aspect of Abraham's faith is when he was called up on, he would depart.
今天教会的意义就在这里成就了。
So today, this is how the church is formed.
教会的意思就是一般蒙召又遵命出来的人。
And the church represents the people that when they're called up on, they are willing to depart.
所以我们知道我们进入教会。
So we know that when we enter into a church,
是因为我们答应了主的呼召。
And it is because we obey God's word.
我们离开了这个地。
And we depart from the land.
我们因为主召我们，我们就遵命出来了。
And because we are called up on, so we would rise up and depart.
这个是亚伯拉罕信心的第一个表现。
And this is the first fruit of Abraham's faith.
希伯来书说到他第二个表现。
And then in Hebrew, it talks about his second aspect.
然后就在所应许之地做客。
So that he lived as an alien in the land of promise.
好像在异地居住帐篷。
As in a foreign land, dwelling in tents.
所以第二个信心的表现呢，就是有应许，他就住帐篷。
So the second aspect of Abraham's faith is that in this land of promise, he lives in a tent.
我们今天也得了神的应许。
So today we also receive this same promise.
我们知道今生所有一切都是暂时的。
And we know that whatever we have in this land belongs to this land.
世上的人争一块钱都要争到底。
For the people of this land, they look at $1 as a big amount.
世上的人争一口气都要争到底。
And then for people, they would argue to the end for whatever they want to argue for.
神的儿女知道，有亚伯拉罕的信心的人不是这样，这些都是暂时的。
But for the children of God, we know that whatever we have on this land is only temporary.
不是说我们不会错。
Not to say that we will never commit a mistake.
但是我们发现没有一件事情是我坚持的。
But then you will have to slowly recognize that not everything is temporary.
当我们的眼睛再蒙恩，再明亮一点。
And then when our eyes is opened up furthermore,
我们也真正看见，你在坚持，你也是暂时的。
Then we will slowly recognize that the people that want to hold tight to something that they care about is only temporary as well.
然后我们就在神的应许的上面，我们来过帐篷的生活。
Then what we should do is on this land of promise, we should only live in tents.
我们来认识我们的神是怎样的一位神。
So we have to know who God is. Because when we dwell in the tent, we are waiting for the city that has a foundation.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，是神所经营、神所建造的。
Because the author of Hebrew tells us that this city, who is architect and builder, is God.
今天我们也就是这样子来过帐篷的生活。
So today we should be the people that dwells in tent.
一方面我们答应主的呼召，什么时候他说什么，什么时候我们就行动。
So on one hand, whenever we receive this calling, we would stand up and depart.
我们的根基在于主的召上面。
For our foundation should base up on God's word.
另外一方面，我们都一同住帐篷，等候那座有根基的城。
And on the other hand, we dwell in tents because we are waiting for the city.
因为那个根基也是神自己应许的，他来经营，他来建造。
Because this city with foundation is architect by God and is built by God.
神要兴起许许多多的环境在我们的周围。
For God will arise a lot of environment and circumstances around us.
目的要显明我们的光景。
And the goal is to show us where we are.
到底到今天你要的是什么？
So on this day, he wants to know what you truly want.
你要一块钱。 给你一块钱。
If you are looking for money, then you will receive money.
你要一口气, 给你一口气。
And if you're looking for fame, then you will have fame.
但是有一天钱会用完, 气会漏掉。
But one day your money will be used and your fame will be gone.
到那个时候你发现, 原来那些都是暂时的, 太迟了。
Then at that one day, you will recognize that everything is temporary, but it might already be too late.
今天我们要站在神的应许上面过帐篷的生活。
Today, we need to live in this land of promise and dwell in tents.
我们等候神来经营，神来建造我们。
For we have to wait for this city for God to build us.
蛮有信心的在等候。
And we should always have faith and wait.
说有信心还不那么简单。
To have faith is absolutely not easy.
亚伯拉罕的信心是经过试验的信心。
For Abraham's faith has been tested.
我们常常说亚伯拉罕的信心我也有。
And a lot of times you are tempted to say that I have the same faith of with Abraham.
然后我们永远要记得回到这一段的圣经。
Then we have to remember to come back to this Bible verse.
信心受试验是很宝贵的。
For when a faith is tested, it is precious.
什么叫做受试验?
So how do we know when we are tested?
亚伯拉罕的试验要他献了他自己独生的爱子。
For when Abraham received his test, he has to offer up his only son.
然后神就说, 哦, 现在我知道你是敬畏我的。
And then after that, God knows for sure that Abraham has faith.
我们不是说有信心就这样子云里雾里来过生活。
And faith is not something that you just carry on with your lips and say that I have faith.
有信心的人愿不愿意把自己奉献给主？
For someone who has faith, are you willing to consecrate yourself?
有信心的人在奉献的时候愿不愿意把最心爱的来给主？
And if you say that you have faith, are you willing to offer up your most precious?
亚伯拉罕的信心是伟大的信心。
For Abraham's faith is great.
是至宝贵的信心。
And it is the most precious faith.
比金子更为宝贵的信心。
And it is more precious than gold.
今天这个信心要赐给所有亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And today's this faith is passing on to all the children of God.
所以那个圣经说, 亚伯拉罕是与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
So it says here that he has the same faith as Isaac and
Jacob.
亚伯拉罕的信心不是一个个人的信心。 Because his faith is not an individual faith.
亚伯拉罕的信心永远是一个团体的信心。
And Abraham's faith is a faith from the whole group.
今天神儿女的 身上也有一个团体的信心。
And today, all the children of God will have this same faith of the group.
这个信心就叫做神儿子耶稣基督的信心。
And this faith is the faith of Jesus Christ, His Son.
当我们什么时候看见主已经从死里复活了。
So whenever we recognize and confess that God has resurrected from the dead.
这个信心永远坚定赐给我们。
And this faith is ever lasting and is there waiting for us.
我们会看见亲人会过去。
So sometimes we'll see that our relatives will pass away.
我们会看见我们的产业可能也守不住。
And at times your properties will go away.
但是我们信心不动摇。
But then our faith is never going away.
因为看得见摸得着的,
because whatever you can see and touch are only temporary.
神儿子的信心看见的是永恒的,
but then the faith of God is for everlasting.
我们也因着信得了一个永远生命,
so with faith, we receive this eternal life.
这个生命是有根有基的生命,
and this is a life that has a foundation.
这一个团体的信心是我们的根基,
and this is the faith of the group is the foundation of our faith.
当神的手这里得着一个那里护照一个出来的时候,
so when God's hand has called up on this individual and that individual,
我们开始注意到, 哦, 这里有一个城墙被建立起来,
then we'll slowly recognize that now we are building up a wall for
那里的城楼已经在建造了,
and over there the tower of the city is
你看,
also being built.
城楼上面甚至有人在守望, 都是神的经营, 神的建造,
and now you will see that in the city there's a tower and on top of it there is a watchman.
我们一同等候这座有根基的城,
so we should all long for this city that has a foundation.
亚伯拉罕不是一个人做得胜者,
because Abraham was not the only victor.
亚伯拉罕尽了他的所有,
because Abraham has used his all.
神召他就遵命出去,
when God calls up on him, he accepts and he departs.
神应许他就相信,
and when God promised, he believes and he waits.
然后他的信心也受过极大的试炼,
and also his faith was tested.
他已经习了他的功,
for he has completed his work.
他现在正在等候我们要做成我们的一份,
for Abraham has already completed his work and he is waiting for us.
我们的神有多伟大,
so how great is our God?
他从亚伯拉罕他得着一个人,
for Abraham he received one person.
之后他得着以撒,
then after that he got Isaac.
得着雅各,
he got Jacob.
一直得得得得得得,
and then from then on, he received all the descendants.
好像我们看见神的城快要建造成功了,
it's just like how we see the city is coming together in front of our eyes.
神的城就要从天降到地上来,
for God's city is coming from heaven to this land.
我们要看见我们都欢喜迎接,
so we should see and joyfully receive.
心里也要来相信, and then, 在这个城里头我也有一份,
and in our heart, we should know by faith that we belong to this city.
当我们有所心有所爱不能交给主的时候,
so when there is something in you or belong to you that you're not willing to offer up to God,
我们要回到主的话上,
then we have to come back to the works of God.
主啊, 我信, 但是信得不足,
and say that, Lord, we believe but we do not have enough faith.
主会拯救我们,
then God will come and save us.
但是主需要我们来承认我们的光景,
but then God first needs us to confess that we are not enough.
亚伯兰从前叫 高,
so
Gauda,
Abraham's name may also mean great.
当神制作他成功了之后,
and when he has accomplished what God wants him to do,
神说从今以后你不再叫亚伯兰叫亚伯拉罕,
then God said that no longer you're Abram, but now you are Abraham.
因为在神的城里头没有个人的高大,
because in the city there is no one individual that is great anymore.
亚伯拉罕得着一个名, 非常好, 从这个名里头我们都蒙福,
so Abram, when he received his new name, the name is so blessed that now we are still blessed by his name.
亚伯拉罕名字的意义叫多国的父,
because Abraham's meaning is the father of all nations.
今天亚伯拉罕的福一直在流淌,
because the faith of Abraham is still passing on nowadays.
东南西北世界每一个角落都在流淌,
and it doesn't matter what corner you're in this world, the faith is passing on.
哪里有人相信, 哪里神就抓在手中, 他要来经营, 他要来建造,
whenever there's a believer, God would call up on that person so that the faith could pass on.
因为神要建造一座有根基的城,
because God is building this city that has a foundation.
所以神就不容许巴比城,
so that's why God never let the construction of Babel Tower to be completed.
巴比城是暂时的,
because the power of Babel is only temporary.
我们看重巴比城, 我们就会忽略了神建造的城,
for if you pay attention and love this tower of Babel, then you will no longer care about the city. So today, now we are in this house.
我们看重的是神要经营, 神要建造的那个城,
and what we should emphasize on is this city.
亚伯拉罕到24章的时候,
and in chapter 24,
圣经说他已经年纪老迈,
It says that Abraham is already as of great age.
亚伯拉罕的心里头还有一件事情非常关心。
But there is one more thing that Abraham cared a lot about.
他在这个蒙了应许，蒙了呼召，蒙了应许之后，他心里头一直在为生儿子这件事情来来寻求主。
So after Abraham was called up on, there is still one thing that he wants to do is to have a son.
但是当他看见神的山上必有预备。
Then Abraham recognized that God has definitely prepared for him.
他知道神已经做成了他的救赎。
And then he knows that God has already given him his saving grace.
神预备了代罪的羔羊。
And God has also prepared the sheep to take out.
神为我们预备了一个羔羊的皮成为我们的遮盖。
And also God has prepared the skin of the sheep so that we could be covered.
所以他的儿子以撒可以承受福分下去。
So that his son Isaac could receive this faith and live on.
但是因为亚伯拉罕他是经过试验的人。
But also Abraham is one who is tested.
他知道一个人受试验的时候是不是很容易的。
And then, so Abraham knows that it is not an easy time to go through the test.
所以当他年纪老迈的时候，他要关照他的老仆人为他做一件事。
So when Abraham became old, he wanted to talk to the oldest of his household to assign him a task.
免得他的儿子受试验是他自己受不了的。
So that his son will not go through a test that is too tough for him.
同时也因为亚伯拉罕盼望他所领受的能够，以撒能够接受下来。
And also Abraham wants to make sure that what he wants to pass on can be passed on to his son
Isaac. 所以他一天就那一天就找了管理他全业最老的仆人过来。
So one day Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household,
就是一个跟随他多年的一个老仆人。
It is someone, it is a servant that has followed him for the longest time.
可能亚伯兰所有的经过他也经过了。
And maybe what Abraham has gone through over the years, this servant has gone through as well.
他的老板从前叫亚伯兰，现在叫亚伯拉罕。
And maybe the boss name was Abraham and now is Abraham.
从前是那么高大雄壮，现在是那么样谦卑属天的人。
And before he was called the great, now he is the humble servant.
竟然有一天他谦卑到情形来求我哎。
And he is so humble that one day he will come to me, a servant, and ask me to do something for him.
那老仆人的耳朵就要竖起来听听看我的老主人要跟我说什么。
So that this old servant pays his most intense attention to Abraham.
那一天亚伯拉罕把他心里头最挂念的一件事情托给他的老仆人。
And that one day Abraham give him the heaviest burden of him.
他说请你把手放在我大腿底下。
So he says, Please place your hand under my thigh.
我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓。
And I will make you swear by the Lord.
亚伯拉罕他相信主。
Because Abraham believes in God.
他说亚伯拉罕的神是天地的主。
Because the God of Abraham is the God of the heaven and the land.
天是属于他的，地也是属于他的。
Because the heaven belongs to God, and also this land belongs to God.
所以他信神。
So Abraham believes in God.
神称他为义。
And God would call him righteous.
他那天叫老仆人要在这个神的面前起誓。
So that one day Abraham asked this servant to swear in front of this God that he believed in.
老仆人是要为亚伯拉罕去做事的。
So this servant is to serve.
做事的具体表现就是一双手。
And then to serve is to use both of his hands.
亚伯拉罕一生是走属天道路的人。
For Abraham has walked this heavenly path his whole life.
那一天他年纪老迈了。
So, but then on that one day, he has become very old.
他知道他的腿快走不下去。
And in this advanced age, he knows that he no longer can walk.
他的肉身将要与所有的人一样，都要死了，都要过去。
He also knows that his body will perish in a short time.
他最宝贵他的，他就是他那双腿是一生走属天的路。
And to him, the most precious part of his body are his legs, because they have been walking
heavily. 快要走不动的时候。
But now his legs can no longer work.
或者说已经不需要再走下去的时候。
Maybe you could say that maybe the legs no longer needs to walk anymore.
他说，老仆人，把你的手放在我大腿的底下。
Then he said, my oldest servant, please place your hand under my thigh.
我们感谢主，我们要从这里看见一幅最美丽的图画。
So we have to thank God that in here there is a very pretty picture.
当耶稣基督死了。
When Jesus Christ died,
他果然三天后照着应许从死里复活,
and indeed after 3 days he resurrected from the dead.
他在地上一直开门徒的眼睛,叫他们认识主已经从死里复活了,
and after that he went over to all the apostles and make him look and see that he is still alive.
并且主吩咐他们要等候,
and also God also asked them to wait so that they will receive the power from heaven, because God has already completed his work. So then the Lord bestowed upon the Holy Spirit to complete the rest. So now today we see that Abraham has already ascended up onto heaven. And Jesus Christ is now sitting on the throne.
那一天亚伯兰亚伯拉罕吩咐他的老仆人把手放在他的腿下。
But on that one day, Abraham asked the servant to place his hand under his thigh.
今天圣灵就好像那双手一直来帮助每一个神的儿女来往前走路。
So today the Holy Spirit is acting like the hands.
他说不要为我儿子娶这迦南地中的女子为妻。
He says that you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanite.
亚伯拉罕好不容易离开他的本地本族父家。
Because it was not easy for Abraham to take off and depart from Canaan.
他去的地方他还不晓得去哪里。
For he still does not know where he is going.
但是当他到迦南地的时候,
but then when he got to Canaan,
他发现原来走属天的道路不是那么容易。
And then he slowly realized that it is not an easy task to walk the heavenly path.
四面的人都那么样的陌生。
Because all the people of this land are now strangers.
亚伯拉罕靠神,
because, but then Abraham still depends on God.
他站在属天的地位,
because he has this heavenly position.
迦南地在那个时候都是属地的,
in that time, all the Canaanites are earthly people.
属天的人在属地的人当中没有得着什么,
and the heavenly people, when they're in the earth, they're alien.
他也怕他的儿子受迦南人的影响,
so he was worried that his son will take a wife from the Canaanite. So then he says that you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanite.
反过来说, 在这里, 他要表现一个, 他要为他的儿子着想。
On the other hand, he is looking for his son's future.
他在神的根基上面来想他儿子将来的事。
So that it is on the God's foundation that he is looking out for his son.
神怎样从我的本地本族父家把我拯救出来。
And how God has saved me and departed me from my father's land.
他相信神仍然要继续来从他本地本族父家拯救人出来。
And he believes that then his descendant will also receive this saving.
这个亚伯拉罕认识神是一个有始有终的神。
For Abraham knows that the God has a beginning and has an end.
他出来了。
And then, now that he has departed,
他不会再回去,
for he knows that he will never go back to his
father's land.
So Abraham knows that if God could save him, he would save his family.
所以他就说,你要到回到我本地本族去为我的儿子以撒娶一个妻子。
So Abraham says, you will go to my country and to my relatives and take a wife for my son Isaac.
老仆人在这里有一句话问得很清楚。
Then the servant asked him a question.
如果那女子不肯跟我来,
he said, suppose the woman is not willing to follow me,
那我也必须要把你儿子带回去才能够相亲呢?
Now should I take your son back to the land from where you came?
亚伯拉罕说你要谨慎。
Then Abraham said to him, beware,
不要带我的儿子回去,
that you do not take my son back there.
因为耶和华天上的主曾带领我离开父家和本族的地。
Because the Lord who took me from my father's house and from the land of my birth,
亚伯拉罕回到神的应许上面,
and then so Abraham come back to this promise.
他说, 神应许他, 我要将这地赐给你的后裔,
and who spoke to me and who sworn to me saying, to your descendants I will give this land.
我就在这个地上寄居,
for now I am living in a tent in this land.
我的后裔继续在这个地上寄居,
and my descendants will still dwell in the tent in this land.
所以你不可回到, 带我的儿子回去,
so beware that you do not take my son back there.
亚伯拉罕相信神会建造而且为他开路,
because Abraham knows that God will build and lead the way.
神会差遣他的使者在仆人面前来为他寻找一个妻子,
and God will send his angel before the servant so that he will know that is the time to take a wife for his son.
亚伯拉罕的信心是那么样完整的信心。
For the faith of Abraham is complete.
他自己得着自己成熟。
So he has received and he has believed.
他也为他的儿子打算。
And then he is also looking out for his son.
亚伯拉罕的信心不是一个自私的信心。
For Abraham's faith is not a selfish, individual faith.
一个真正有信心的人都不看自己。
Because for someone who truly has faith will not only care about himself alone.
但他真正侍奉了主。
And when he is serving God,
成就了主的旨意,
when he is completing the work,
他临走前一定为神的旨意来寻求他的后裔。
So before he departs from this world, he would want to pass on this work.
亚伯拉罕的信心为以撒谋出路。
So Abraham's faith will want to look out for his son Isaac.
他就把他的儿子娶媳妇这件事情托给他的老仆人。
So that he asked the older servant to find his son a wife.
最后我们读罗马书几节圣经来结束,
so at the end, let's go to Roman to finish up our
message.
For we have been reading Roman for quite some time now.
罗马书讲到亚伯拉罕比我讲的丰富不晓得有多少倍。
Because in Roman, there is a very detailed message about Abraham.
我们在几... 可能两个月后仍然要回到罗马书继续追求。
Maybe 2 months from now, we shall go back to Romans again to learn more about Romans.
所以我们请弟兄姊妹既然已经开始追求罗马书的继续每一个礼拜试着再来好好的细读一章罗马书的圣经。
So I ask that brothers and sisters, please continue your effort to read Romans.
我们建议大家分段分章几次的 仔细的来读罗马书。
So I ask you, brother and sister, to take on the challenge and read Romans carefully.
有读的我们已经读完了六章。
So for someone who has been participating, we have finished chapter 1 through 6.
如果仍然在追求的, 现在也应该做完了第八章。
And if you continue to ask for, you should now be on chapter 8.
愿意我们彼此代祷, 一起来提醒。
So I ask that you will pray for each other so that we will continue the effort of the book of Romans.
等使弟兄回来再带领我们读罗马书的时候，我们十六章都已经读过了。
So when Brother C comes back and asks us to read Romans again, we will be done with all 16 chapters.
然后当使弟兄再来交通他的经历，他的那个属天的生命在我们当中的时候。
So when Brother C comes back and shares his knowledge in the book of Romans,
盼望我们每一个都可以承受我们该有的一份。
And at that time, I hope that we will receive more and more from his teaching.
那一天, 亚伯拉罕交给他的老仆人一件事。
So on that day, Abraham asked his servant to do one thing.
他就好像基督托了给圣灵要来带领我们走这个属天的道路一样。
It is just like how Jesus asked the Holy Spirit to continue his work.
罗马书4章16节说,
Romans chapter 4:16 says,
我们翻到一起来念。
So 4:16, if you're there, please read together.
所以人得为后世是本乎信，因此救赎乎恩，要应许定然归给一切后裔，不但归给那属律法的，也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。今天新约的教会不在律法的底下。
So now no longer we are under the law.
每一个神的儿女。 为什么我们可以是神的儿女?
So I ask you, how we are the children of God?
因为我们都有神的儿子所赐的信心。
And it is because we all have the inheritance of the faith.
所以我们今天非常清楚，我们得以成为后世。
So today we should know very clearly how and what qualifies us as descendants.
是本乎神儿子的信心在我们里面。
And it is because of the faith.
这个是我们的源头，是我们的根基。Because
this is the origin and it is also the foundation.
当我们有这样的根基，要往前往上建造的时候。So
when we have this foundation, we could build up.
这里说，因此也就属乎恩。So
also it says here that in order that maybe in accordance with grace,
圣灵是神最赐给我们最大的恩典。
Because the Holy Spirit is the greatest grace of all.
神不是留我们在地上成为孤儿。
For God did not leave us on this land as orphans.
我们应着信神,
because with faith,
我们看见亚伯拉罕的老仆人现在拖着我们在往前走。
We see that this oldest servant of Abraham is leading us on our path.
神的儿子已经得胜。
For God, Jesus is a victor.
圣灵已经来了。
And the Holy Spirit is here.
除了圣灵, 没有别的恩典,
and without the Holy Spirit, there is no grace. And today, this Spirit is willing to lead us to walk this path. And Holy Spirit wants to see that everything is by faith.
也因着恩,
and it is also in accordance with grace.
愿主祝福他的教会。
So I ask that God will bless His church.
我们再读, 再唱544首。
Let's sing 544 one more time.